Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Nobody knows whether the Warriors or the Cavaliers will emerge victorious this postseason, but Bill Littlefield's pretty sure what he'll remember about the NBA Finals and why.
Sometimes, just after Stephen Curry has released the ball from beyond the three-point arc, he turns his back on the shot and starts jogging back to play defense, and then the ball drops through the net. This may come as a surprise to various people in the building, including the opposing player who thinks he's been defending Curry reasonably well. That the ball drops through the net does not appear to surprise Stephen Curry, who never seems to doubt that that will happen no matter how many times it doesn't. He appears blasé. He chews his mouth guard meditatively rather than nervously. Basketball is not the only sport that offers us moments in which an athlete can appear to be completely sure of himself or herself, but right now it's the sport on display. Of course, it's an illusion. Sometimes Stephen Curry misses. Sometimes somebody from the opposing team gets a hand in the way of his shot. Sometimes the buzzer goes off just before the ball leaves his hand, and even if it goes in, it doesn't count. But the image of that moment of absolute certainty endures. Maybe that's because we need it. There is so little of which we can be sure. Probably that's even true of Stephen Curry. Maybe one day he walks out to his garage and the car he really wants to drive that morning has a flat tire. Unlikely, I know. Probably there's somebody paid to make sure that won't happen. But the illusion of certainty is the point. By combining natural gifts, hard work, and a level of confidence that is probably exceptionally rare even in the NBA, Stephen Curry has created a sequence of movements that appear to ensure, inevitably, a perfect result. Maybe that's the bedrock reason some of us watch. In gymnastics, it's the perfect 10. In baseball, it's the picture swing that drives a fastball 400 feet. But we're watching basketball now, and we'll be watching basketball until either Curry's Warriors or LeBron's Cavaliers lift a championship trophy. That achievement will result from a combination of all the components of basketball: rebounding, hustling after the loose ball, finding the open teammate who's moved intelligently without the ball, wise substitution, and so on. And there will be turnovers, fumbled passes, missed free throws, stupid fouls, and of course bad calls. And somewhere in the middle of what is random or lucky, probably over and over again, there will be Curry's shot and the illusion that it will never hit anything but net.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. We'll look into the mysterious past of baseball's system for recording pitching wins. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Palmer will tell us about the first time he faced Mickey Mantle. And Charlie Pierce will tell us about everything happening in the week's news. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.